Hi, this is Chris Morgan, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Fellowship Church. We're a non-denominational, full gospel church located in Matthews County, Virginia. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you'll be encouraged. For more information about us, visit gocfc.com. God bless and enjoy.
We'd like to welcome everybody online with us today. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with prayer and get started here this morning. Then we're going to make our confession of the word together. Hallelujah. Father, thank you this morning for your word. We love your word. We esteem your word. We value your word. It is our very life. It holds your life, your presence, your power. The word has the power within itself to fulfill itself. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit in this place today, bringing illumination, revelation, understanding into the heart of each listener. They came on purpose to receive, and we believe they shall receive today in the name of Jesus. And I ask for utterance to be given me and opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Think through my thoughts, speak through my lips your words today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody got the sword of the Spirit this morning? That's exactly what it is, a sharp two-edged sword. First it was in God's mouth to us, now it's in our mouth back to Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I believe it is God speaking to me. I believe I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I receive the incorruptible, indestructible Word of God, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is to those who believe. Mix your faith, like it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, when the people came, they didn't mix their faith with what they were hearing, and so it wasn't, it wasn't doing them any good. But when you come to hear, you're to mix your faith with what you're hearing and believe and personalize that word that's being proclaimed and declared. You personalize it and take it as your own. That's why when Smith Wigglesworth said every time he'd go to spend time and reading that Bible, he'd start reading and he'd stop and say, that's me. I see that. I thank you, Lord. That's mine now. I take it in Jesus' name because that's who you say I are. Hey, that's good English, isn't it? That's how you say I am. That's what you say I have, and that's what you say I can do. Amen. We have to mix our faith with what we are hearing, and then not only mix our faith with it, faith is an act. Faith has corresponding actions, because when it gets down in our hearts, it's going to produce an action. And the first thing it's going to do is begin to move your mouth. And we realize that we found out in here how important and vital our mouths are.
It is.
What we say on a continual basis. God's word is powerful, but is powerless unless it is spoken through the believer who believes that word and declares that word.
Right.
So, hallelujah, this takes us to where we've been. We just started the series on what have you been thinking? What have you been thinking? Have you been taking charge over your thought life? And the importance of our thought life and what the Word of God tells us that we are to do with our thoughts. God, in the very beginning, He did something with what our spirit, He recreated our spirit man. He did something with their spirits, but we are responsible for the outward man and our mind. So we are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. God did this part with the spirits. We're born again, recreated. Hallelujah. We have God's life, God's nature, God's ability within us. But then we are to do something with our soul, which when your soul contains your mind, your will, your reasoning, and your intellect. And we're talking about the mind and the renewing of our mind, exchanging our way of thinking for God's way of thinking. We found out that our mind stays no more renewed than our hair stays combed. Well, I thought, Pastor Debbie, that once you did it and it would be done and that's it. No, every day, every single day, daily. This is a daily ongoing process. This is a daily ongoing action of our faith is to renew our minds with the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, once we got saved and born again, the very first thing that Jesus asked us to do, what was that, Pastor Debbie? He asked us to renew our minds. Yeah. He asked us that. We're the ones that has to take charge over our thinking, our thought life. Because if we don't, somebody else sure will. We have a world out here that's pulling on us constantly with the negative, with doubt, unbelief, sickness, disease, lies. It's pulling on us that way all the time. If we don't renew our minds, we will begin to think the same way the world thinks. But let's turn real quick. Let's go right to the book of Romans chapter 12, because the more that we see this and hear this, the better it is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. But we're in Romans chapter 12, and in verse 1, I'm going to start right here this morning. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren. He's talking to believers, the brethren, believers. I beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, that you make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. So who is to present their bodies on a continual basis? You and I are to present our bodies to God. God is not going to present our bodies to Him. We have to present our bodies to Him, and we have to do something with every member of this body. Our eyes, what we choose to look at. Our mouth, what we choose to say. Our ears, what we choose to hear on a continual basis. Because the eye gate, the ear gate, and the mouth gate are what? Gateways into our heart, into our spirit. So it's very critical about what we are listening to. We cannot have joy if we're constantly listening to something that is depressing, or we're looking at a movie that's depressing, and you're expecting to have joy, and yet you're feeding and listening and looking at something that's depressing? Come on. No, there are laws of God, and we talked about one of His spiritual laws here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Our thinking. We get what we think. Why does it tell us in Proverbs 23 verse 7? So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah. Glory. Yeah. The you that you see is the you that you will be. The you that you see, and how we use our imagination, which our mind has two levels. We can either choose to be in our past and replay the past, or we can choose to jump over into our imagination and use it the way God intended us to use our imagination and begin to preplay our future and see us the way God sees us. And then when we're seeing ourselves that way, we're talking that way. Hallelujah. And so verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs. No. Yeah. But be transformed, changed. How do we get transformed and changed? By the entire renewal of your mind. That's how we get transformed. We don't get transformed when we get saved. We get transformed by the renewing of our minds on a daily basis. Look, you'll invest in something that's very important to you. You'll spend time in it if it's important to you. If it's not, You'll just kind of take it half-heartedly and, oh, well, I did this today, or I missed a week, or I missed a couple of days. No. You'll reap the benefits of what you are serious about and spending time in and investing your time in. Yeah. So it says we are to renew our minds. Renewing your mind by its new ideals, its new attitude. Hey, another new attitude, Pastor Debbie. The Bible says you can get a whole new attitude. Yeah. Maybe you had a bad attitude. Oh, yeah. Attitude of negativism. Yeah, you thought negative all your life. Now you're determined to think the way God thinks about you. So an attitude of gratitude, that's a good start, being thankful. So it says, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo, glory. So the first thing that we are to do with our minds is to begin to renew them. Change our way of thinking for God's way of thinking, and God will not do this for us. This is our responsibility. So what have you been thinking? Your mind doesn't stay no more renewed than your hair stays combed. This is, Brother Hagin made this statement. He said, this is the number one need in the church today, is to daily renew our minds on the Word of God. We talked about thoughts and our thinking and how the enemy looks for, listen to me now, the enemy looks for an entry level, an entry point to gain access into our lives and begin to control our lives. How does he do that, Pastor Debbie? Through our thought life. He throws the thoughts out there, and it's up to you and I whether we choose to entertain them, believe them, accept them, act on them, talk about them. What did Jesus say in Matthew 6:31? He said, take no thought by saying. When you take a thought, you begin to talk about it. That's how you know you've taken the enemy's thoughts. You begin to talk fear. You begin to talk doubt and unbelief. You begin to talk sickness and disease. But Jesus told us in Mark 11:23, He said, what whosoever shall say to the mountain. He did not say talk to God about your mountain, did he? He said you are to speak to your mountain, not to God about your mountain. Too many of us want to run to God and start telling him all about the problem, all about the sickness, the pain, the disease. No. We have to renew our minds with the Word of God. We need to talk to those problems. Talk to that sickness. Talk to that disease. What, Pastor Debbie, are you serious? Yeah. Yes, it listens. It will hear you. It will hear your command of faith, just like Jesus when he spoke to the fig tree. Yeah. He gave his disciples a lesson of faith, and then he said, look, guys, he said, this is what the God kind of faith looks like. This is what the God kind of faith does. Whosoever shall say to their mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe what they say, they shall have whatsoever they saith. Notice the word saying there. It's a whole lot more than believe. Believe is one time. We believe with our hearts, but we say with our mouths. Our saying is one way we release our faith. Our actions is another way we release our faith. Hallelujah. He said our saying. So we're to speak to it, not about it. Speak to it, not about it. The more that you talk about the problem, the sickness, the disease, the weakness, the whatever the doctor's report might be, the bigger that thing gets to you. You're just enlarging it on the inside and the outside. But the more you talk the word, that thing begins to what? Decrease. And the word swallows up. That which is eternal swallows up that which is temporal. You have to remember sickness and disease and lack or fear or whatever the problems or the mountains may be, they're temporary.
They are.
Subject to change. They're changed by what? The domination of your words. Because one of the greatest use of our words that God gave us a mouth for was to what? Exercise dominion in our lives. Exercise rulership over our lives and not allow the devil to come in and rule and reign in our lives. No. He says use your mouth. It's for domination over the circumstances, over the sicknesses, over the fear, over the anxiety, over the lack. Oh, you want to speak to it. Command that depression to go in Jesus' name. Don't put up with it. Don't deal with it. Don't say, oh, my grandparents had this, Pastor Debbie. My parents had this. It was passed down. And guess what? It'll keep being passed down until you draw a line in the sand and say, all right, the buck stops here, devil. I know who I am. I know what I have, and I know what I can do. And anxiety and fear and depression does not belong in my household. It's not in my family. I'm in the family of God. I have a new bloodline. I have a new DNA. Come on now. A new bloodline, a new DNA, and I choose to live out of the new and not the old. Hallelujah. Right. So it doesn't matter what the family's bloodline was or what was trying to pass down through my family. It stops here. I do not accept it. I won't accept it. That's a lie. That's not my inheritance. Doesn't belong to me. And I say with my mouth, it does not belong to me. And I do not accept it. Do you see how you're using your mouth?
Yep.
Because you're believing it with your heart. You're not just saying it to say it. You're saying it because you're convinced of it in your heart. No, you can't, devil. No, you can't. You have to recognize that he has already been defeated. We're dealing with an already defeated foe. Already been conquered by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. He's already destroyed him, paralyzed him, reduced him to nothing. The devil has no power except what mankind has given him. Let me say that again. The devil has no power except what mankind has given him. And you give him power through your actions and your words. So he wants to gain access. He wants to gain entrance into our lives. And it begins with the battlefield of the mind. What are you choosing to think on every single day? What are you choosing to think on? Remember we said this. Here's some recapping from last week. We cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. We fight thoughts with spoken words. You cannot outthink the devil, but you can outtalk him. He hates it when you bring up the word of God because it was the word that created him and it's the word that defeated him. Come on now. In the beginning, Jesus was in the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1:1-3. All things, John chapter 1:1-3. He was in the beginning with God, and there wasn't nothing created that wouldn't create it by him, through him.
That's right.
So the same word that created him is the same word that defeated him,
yes.
Jesus Christ, the living word.
Yes.
So every time you think about this, when Jesus himself was tempted the 40 days in the wilderness, he went in the wilderness as our substitute, not as our example for us to go in a wilderness and follow him. No. He went in there and he overcame the devil for us and showed us how to do it. Because every time when the devil questioned Jesus, if you are the Son of God, if you are, what did Jesus do? Try to put his boxing gloves on and fight him? No! Jesus said, it is written. Jesus used his mouth and he spoke the written word of God because he believed that word when he spoke it.
Yep.
when the devil says, oh, if you are the Son of God, and I know you've been fasting, praying, you've been without food for 40 days and 40 nights, turn this stone into a loaf of bread. And Jesus, he said, it is written. Hallelujah. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it's out of your mouth and my mouth today. So the enemy wants to gain access through our thought life. And so he'll throw a thought in there, and he wants to see if you're going to entertain that thought. If you're going to entertain it, think on it, dwell on it, swallow it, and then begin to act on it. Oh, my goodness. Come on now. We looked at Eve in Genesis chapter 3, and we saw how the enemy came to her through the power of suggestion, trying to gain entrance into her life to get a further access to get her to do what? Perform a certain action where they trespassed against God. They sold out to God. But he had to gain entry level, gain access into her thought life first by getting her to question and getting her to what? Entertain the thought. Did God really say, if you eat of this fruit, you'll surely die? Did God... gaining entrance into her thought life. The power of suggestion. The same way he works today. Power of suggestion, insinuations, accusations, condemnations. Any way that he can get in there to gain access to keep your faith from working. And then once he got her entertaining the thoughts, what happened? She began to talk it, and then her actions moved her right to that tree. And then what? When she began to see it, she says, well, you know what? It don't look half bad. It don't look evil. It don't look bad. The fruit on it even looks good. What did he do? He gained access into her thought life. She entertained it. She accepted it. It caused an action. Then she partook of the fruit of it that God said, do not partake of. Come on now. We see that how he weaved his way in there. It's the same way he'll do today. So we cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. We have to fight thoughts with words, spoken words. You can't outthink the devil, but you can out-talk him. Well, I don't know what to say, Pastor Debbie. We have free resources back here on the table. Hallelujah, that you can come and partake of and get yourself started and going. And it has daily confessions that you can say and speak over your life to help you get started. Because it is very important about what you're saying. We're talking about the renewing of our mind, the number one need in the church today, and we're failing to do that. We're not taking the time to spend it in the areas we need to spend it in order to be successful in this life, and we're falling flat on our faces and wondering why that didn't work, why didn't that work, how come that Don't point your finger to God, because it's not him. He always does his part. You point look at the thumb. The thumb is pointing back at you. Yep, hallelujah. So we know the Word of God is the only thing that can change our soul or change our way of thinking. The Word only. We saw that in James chapter 1, verse 21. We saw that in Psalms chapter 19, verse 7, that the law of the Word of God is perfect, converting the soul or restoring the soul. That's the Word. We saw in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, it's the washing of the water of the Word. Our minds need to be washed continually, every single day. There are things contending for your thought life every day. But you are choosing what you're going to think on. You choose. Well, thoughts are going to come and go. You can't stop a thought from coming, but you can choose about what you're going to think on and what you're not going to think on. So a thought unspoken, unacted upon dies unborn. Let me say that again. A thought that is unspoken and unacted upon dies unborn. Thoughts are going to come and go. But you can choose every single moment what you choose to think about or what you don't choose to think about. Who you choose to listen to, who you don't choose to listen to, where you choose to listen to. Just like today in here, being wise and chose to be in here and listen to this today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we said to the degree that our soul is saved or being renewed by the Word of God is the degree that we will walk in victory. Woo. Let me say that again. To the degree that our soul is being saved or changed by the Word of God, because we're renewing it with the Word, that's the only thing that can save the soul or renew the mind with is the Word, yep. Is the degree that you and I walk in victory every day. Yep. Whatever you continue to think on will dominate your life. If you're constantly thinking about the pain, the sickness, the disease, the doctor's report, guess what you're going to get? The pain, the sickness, the disease, and the doctor's report, which can produce fear, doubt, unbelief, all of those things. If you choose to think that, or are you going to choose to believe what God says? And say that about you. I have a sound mind. I have a deliberate mind. I have a sharp mind. God gave me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. I hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of His heart. Hallelujah. Those things are vitally important every single day to say over yourself. So whatever the mind focuses on determines what manifests itself in the body. Whatever the mind focuses on determines what manifests itself in the body. If you're in fear and you're thinking about, he said, I got 2 months, or he said, I got 3 months, or I've been given an evil report or a bad report, or he said, this is terminal and that they can do no more for me. Well, guess what? Jesus did something for you 2,000 years ago. The doctors might say it's terminal, but Jesus said it's already been overcome for you. Yes. Hallelujah. Victory is yours. Triumph is yours. Hallelujah. It is, it is, it is. Hallelujah. So we can't outthink the devil, but we can outtalk him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's think about this. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. I don't want to start with here, right here. Your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. Let me say that again. Your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts. What thoughts are you allowing to dominate your life? Your life moves in the direction of your dominant thoughts, because we saw in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The you that you see is the you you will be. If you see yourself defeated, poor, broke, disgusted, mad, full of hatred, anger, sick? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself free, healed, whole, yes, victorious, always triumphant, an overcomer, more than a conqueror? Come on now. Let's listen at this one. You will reap emotions based on those things which you focus your attention on. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Let me say that again. You will reap emotions based on the things on which you focus your attention on. What you give your attention to, your heart will follow. What your mind is not on, your heart is not in. That's right. The mind is the entry level into your heart. What you're thinking. What you're thinking all the time. Yes, it does matter what you think. You choose every single day what you're going to think about. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, and I'm reading it from the King James Version. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. That means you're still body ruled by your five senses. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So you will reap the emotions based on the things on which you focus your attention on. What you give your attention to, your heart will follow. Yeah. That's the law of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now let's think about some other things here. You must keep your thoughts centered on God and His Word. Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah, I'm in King James Version. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26 and in verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Perfect peace, whose mind, here we go, whose mind is what stayed on thee, on the Lord, because he trusts in the Lord. He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him and who trusts in Him. Peace is an emotion based on how you think. Yeah. Let me say that again. Peace is an emotion based on how you think. God said He'll keep you in perfect peace, if you keep your mind stayed on Him. Well, that means, Pastor Debbie, I have to keep pulling my thoughts back. Yes, you might have to. That's exactly right. Yeah. Your mind chooses to roll out here somewhere. You have to bring it back in. Say, nope, right now you're going to think on this. I choose to think on this. Hallelujah. That will keep him in perfect peace. So peace is an emotion based on how you think. And we just said, what about our emotions? Emotions are based on the things of which you focus your attention, right, what you continually to entertain with your thought life. Right. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. This is King James Version also. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace are multiplied to you through what? Through the knowledge of God, not through prayer. It isn't a matter of you pleading with God to give you peace. No, the laws of God say that you must think on the right things in order to receive the right things. Right. Come on now.
Yeah.
We must think on the right things in order to receive the right results, the right things. So grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. That's His Word. And of Jesus our Lord. Let's go to another scripture. This is King James Version also. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. We're talking about our thought life. And that we are the ones that's in charge of what we think. Every single day. Don't let the devil lie to you and think that he's controlling you. No, you take control over your thoughts right now in Jesus' name. You rebuke him and cast those thoughts down. What does it tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. How do we pull down those strongholds? Through casting down those imaginations. It's talked about the mind, strongholds of the mind, casting down those imaginations, any high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Who is making that thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ? You are. You're bringing that thought and making it captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He's the Word. You're making that thought come captive to the Word of God. And in other words, the thoughts may come, thoughts may go, but it's what you choose to accept and receive. Right. Say, no, I don't take that thought. That's not my thought. I don't take that thought. I don't believe that. In Jesus' name, I cast it down. But then you have to replace it with what God says about you. Right. Don't just stop there and say, no, I cast that thought down. Just leave it like that. No. Speak out loud. God says, I have a sound mind, or a delivered mind, a sharp mind, a blessed memory, the mind of Christ.
Yes.
That's what you have. Sound mind, delivered mind, sharp mind, blessed memory, the mind of Christ. The devil is a liar. He only wins through what? Bluff and deceit. If he can deceive you, he can defeat you. But you got to let him know he's already been defeated. He's an already defeated foe, and you're more than a conqueror, and you don't accept his lies and his bluff and his deceit. You see through it clearly because of what God's Word says about you, who you are, what you have, what you can do in Christ. But you have to use your mouth. We cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. You have to use your mouth and begin to say some things. So those words begin to get out there in this atmosphere and work for you. Hallelujah. So right here in Philippians chapter 4, we're going to begin in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Mine has a footnote. It says, be careful. Be careful for nothing. Be full of care for nothing. Glory to God. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, what? And the peace of God shall, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. As you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord, the peace of God will keep your heart and mind. Let me say that again. As you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord, the peace of God will keep your heart and mind, just like it says right here. As you keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Well, I got some depressing thoughts right now, Pastor Debbie. It's overwhelming me. You know what? Bless God, I break the power of those things off of you right now. You rise up and begin to say, bless God, with your mouth. You don't take those thoughts no more. You don't accept those thoughts no more. You cast them down in Jesus' name. And then it says, so let's go on. So we know that as we keep our mind stayed upon the Lord, the peace of God is going to keep our heart and mind. But then in verse 8 it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Yeah. What? What, Pastor Debbie? Yeah. It says, in other words, this is a command to keep your mind stayed on the Lord and His Word.
Right.
If you want the peace, the peace of God to keep your heart and your mind, you got to keep your mind stayed on the Lord and His Word.
Right.
You got to keep your mind stayed on the Lord and His Word.
Yep.
It says, think on these things. God made you so that your physical and emotional health follows the way you think. Oh my gosh, let me say that again. God made you so that your physical and emotional health follows the way you think. So powerful. If you're thinking on depressing things, guess what you're going to get? Depression.
Yep.
If you're thinking on the Lord and His Word, you'll be full of life and joy and peace.
Yes.
And peace.
Yes.
We're trying to pray, God, give us peace, give us peace. He's saying right here, you have to take charge of your thinking. Think on these things. Keep your mind stayed upon Him, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind. So God made you so that your physical and emotional health follows the way you think. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. This is amplified version this time. Proverbs 14, verse 30, and we're looking at the amplified. Proverbs 14, verse 30, in the Amplified, it says this. A calm and undisturbed mind. Oh, my God. You mean I can have a calm, undisturbed mind? Yeah, that's what it says. If you keep your mind stayed on Him, hallelujah. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. Are y'all getting this? But envy, jealousy, wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Oh my gosh, this is just plainly telling us right here. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. Oh my goodness, I'm helping some people today. I know, especially online. You've been dealing with some things. You've lost your peace. The enemy's tried to put depression and get you to accept that depression. He's a liar. He's defeated. Today is your day to rise up out of that place and walk in victory by keeping your mind stayed on Him and His Word. So it tells us in Proverbs 4, verse 22, God's word are life to those that find them. Life. And we read it right here. It's life and health, a calm and undisturbed mind. So a mind that has peace. It's life and health to the body. God's prescription for health is His word. Take it daily doses. Take it in daily doses. Take your medicine, God's medicine, every day, every day, every day. You mean every day, Pastor? Every day. Remember, we're renewing our mind. We're exchanging our way of thinking for God's way of thinking. You might have thought that God put that on you to teach you something, or you might have thought you did this wrong, and so because you did that, it's brought this into your life, and it's God teaching. No, 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 no. There is an enemy that's arrayed against our soul, the Bible says, and he told us to what? Submit ourselves unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. James 4, verse 7. But we have to submit ourselves to God. Who's that? The Word. Submit yourself unto the Word, what God says. In other words, let God's Word have the final say-so over your life, about you, who you are, what you have, what you can do in Christ. Let that Word have the final and last say-so. God, you said. God, you said, I am healed by Jesus' stripes. God, you said, I am far from oppression, and fear and depression shall not come near me. God, you said. Come on now. Come on. But God said it. The Bible was spoken so it could be written, and it was written so it could be spoken. That's through you and me. That's you and I. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. God, you said it, I believe it, that settles it. Let's look at some more scriptures here. An ending here today. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Are you getting help? Are you getting some help in here today? Colossians. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. We do not, when the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, give no place to the devil. And he's striking over and over and over again with a certain thought to try to get you to accept it, take it, and entertain it. If you don't begin to open your mouth and start saying what the Word says about you, casting down that thought, then he's going to gain access where he wants to, and you cannot allow that. You have the power over him. If you're born again in here today, you have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Colossians chapter 3, and in verse 2, it says, set your minds and keep, I'm on the Amplified, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things. The higher things, Pastor Debbie, the higher things. What is it? The Word of God. Keep your minds, that will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee and who trust in thee, his Word. So set your minds, keep them set. Here we go. We just read in what? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Think on these things. Think. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Set your minds. Keep them set. Oh, my gosh. That means they're going to want to wonder. Reel it back in. It's going to want to wonder. But what about the devil is saying this? Reel it back in. It don't matter. That's a lie. Here's the truth. I choose to believe the truth. And I'm speaking that truth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Devil, you're a liar. You're defeated. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is the one who saved me, redeemed me from everything from the enemy. He redeemed me from the hand of the enemy. You need to say it. He delivered you from the kingdom, the authority, the power, and the dominion of darkness. Colossians 1:13. He has delivered you from it. You have power over it. Luke 10:19. So he says, set your minds, keep them set. That's going to take some work on your part and my part. Yes, it does. But what about that, Pastor Debbie? Keep doing it. Stay at it. Don't stop doing it. Eventually, your mind will become trained and it'll be renewed in that area. It'll begin to automatically think in that area. But until then, you're going to have to train it to think the way God thinks about you.
Right.
Don't matter if it's 1,000 times that day, you got to pull that. Use your mouth. I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. I believe God's word. Woo! Hallelujah. It's life. It's healing. It's medicine to all my flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at another scripture. Let me see. Let's go to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 and Amplified Version. Proverbs 22, Amplified. Proverbs 22, Amplified Version, verses 17 and 18. Proverbs 22, verse 17 and 18, Amplified Version. Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to what? My knowledge, God's word. Apply your mind to God's knowledge, his word. What? Listen, consent, and submit to the words of the wise. Apply your mind, what you're thinking, to God's knowledge, his word. Verse 18, for it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind. You have to keep those thoughts in your mind concerning what God says about you. Keep them. in your mind, believing them. So we're keeping them in the mind. Then it says we're to believe them. And then it says your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. Here is the process right here. What? Get them in your mind. Believe them with your heart. Confess them with your mouth. Daily. Daily, daily, daily. You mean I have to do this all the time, Pastor Debbie? Do it daily. Yes, yes, yes. Never get tired of doing this. Hallelujah. It's a privilege that we get to renew our minds every single day with the Word of God. Remember, our minds stayed no more renewed than our hair stays combed. It's needed every day, every day, every day. What he says is what I choose to say and believe with my heart. Let's end right here on Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, and this is the Amplified Version also. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 3. Hebrews 12, verse 3. We're talking about our minds. What are you thinking? And right here in verse 3, the Amplified Version says, just think of him. What? Just think of him. That's a good place to start. Just think of him. Who endured from sinners such grievous opposition, bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up. Take to account, in other words, consider it all in comparison with your trial, what you're going through right now, what you're dealing with right now. He said, consider it, reckon it, consider it all in comparison with your trial so that you may not grow weary or exhausted. Come on now, because if the devil can cause you to faint in your mind, he tries to wear you down in your mind first and then in your body second. So listen to me. Your mind is a critical place. And it's very vital that you take authority over your thinking, over your thought life. Because it says right here, just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition, bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up, take to account, consider it all in comparison with your trial. So that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart, relaxing, fainting in your what? Your mind. There you go. There you go, right there. There you go. Yep. The devil is trying to get you to faint in your mind. Quit, give up, and not fight it anymore. He wants to exhaust you. He's trying to exhaust you and wear you out with the same thought over and over again. It might be more than one thought, but he's trying to wear you out. You got to know his tactic. You got to know his strategy, his scheme, and rise up and begin to use your mouth. Begin to renew your mind on the word of God. Bless God. Hallelujah. Command his power to be broken. Rise up in who Christ says you are. You are a winner in Christ. You are an overcomer in this life right here, right now. How do you know, Pastor Deb? Because God says so. What God has said, let it be so for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet. Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. My God. Can't stress it enough, can't say it enough. You're realizing your place when it comes to your mind and what to do with your thinking. How vitally important it is, must be renewing our mind on a continual basis, daily, daily, daily. Exchanging our way of thinking for God's way of thinking. God, I don't believe that lie from the devil. I don't accept that. I believe the truth, and the truth is, this is what your word says about me. I am far from oppression or depression. Far, it shall not come near me. You gave me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. I choose to rejoice. Woo! Because you feel like it. No. It's not about a feeling. Here we go again. If you're waiting for a feeling, you might be waiting a long, long time. He said, we just read it today in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Did it say because you felt like it? No. So that means you get to get up and rejoice and thank Him, have an attitude of gratitude because you're getting a new what? New attitude now. Hallelujah. If you only, listen to me. Oh my gosh. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you knew what took place in the realm of the Spirit every time you choose to rejoice and praise and thank God, you would do it more often. I'm telling you, you would rejoice a whole lot more. You would run around the church a whole lot more. You would shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You would strike terror into your enemies because the devil can't stand it. When you choose to rejoice and rise up and praise your God because you know what He's already done for you. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Praise God! Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you knew what happened, just like King Jehoshaphat and the army, when he sent them out, the praisers and the singers before the army, it said the enemy turned on himself. They were singing, for the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Over and over and over again, the enemy turned on himself and destroyed himself for them while they were praising and worshiping God. We got to do something. We got to do our part. We cannot be passive. Listen to me now. We cannot be passive with our faith. We cannot be passive and just think, oh, whatever happens, that's what's meant to be. No! We got to take charge. Hallelujah. We got to fight the good fight of faith, like it tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the words of life by the confession of your mouth. My God. We cannot play dead and roll over and play dead and think that the enemy's going to leave and not see you. No. Rising up. Acting in who you are, who God says you are, what you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I pray this has helped somebody in here today. But if you are in here today, hallelujah, and you believe God for your healing.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it helped you. You can visit our website at gocfc.com to listen to other life-giving messages, read the pastor's blog, or to find out how you can be a part of an upcoming service. We hope to hear from you or see you soon. God bless and have a wonderful day.